John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Maggie Rowe.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another team profile and projection here on Talking Baseball, which is brought to you by SeatGeek. We have Trev's Dodgers.
Oh, baby.
Jay, can you tell us what the Dodgers are up to this offseason?
Not much.
Los Angeles Dodgers of Anaheim, 111 wins last year. That's good. That might be more than your team's ever won in a season. 51 losses. They won the NLS, but they lost to the Fathers 3-1 in the DS. Who they added? Now, they did add some fellers. Noah Syndergaard, sure. Why not? Tap into it. JD Martinez, good first half last year. The freight train, David Peralta, hurts our snakes to see him in that jersey. Alex Reyes, Mickey Rowe in a trade, JP Fire Hydrants there. And a couple other vets are hanging around. Jason Hayward on the minor league deal. Steven Duggar, barely know her. Who they lost? You know a lot of these guys. Trey Turner. Team USA's Trey Turner. Tyler Anderson goes crosstown to light it up for the Halos. Justin Turner, not in a Dodgers uniform anymore. Cody Bellinger, Chris Martin, the Heen Dog, Kimbrel, Joey Gallo, Tommy Canley, Edwin Rios, Bauer's technically gone. David Price retired. And handsome Hanser Alberto. A lot of pieces out for the Dodgers that people are kind of wondering, is this a new Dodgers squad? What's that lineup look like, Trev? Because I know the top's still good.
They lost a lot of people. Oh, yeah. My goodness. That's like an all-star team worth of people, but they have an all-star team in their lineup as well. Mookie Betts, you know him. You love him. He's also doing it for Team USA. Freddie Freeman, he'll be there forever. He played with Canada. How about that? Will Smith behind the plate. Max Muncy at third base. J.D. Martinez, DH. And it's always weird. I forget the DH is in both leagues. When did that happen? I'm an old man. I forget things. David Peralta comes over. He'll be in the outfield. Trace Thompson, he'll be in the outfield, playing center most likely. Miguel Vargas, we're going to have a rookie at second.
Vargas.
Are we doing that? And then our guy, Miggy Rowe, stepping in for Gavin Lux, will be at shortstop. On the bench, you got Austin Barnes. He can play a little bit of everywhere. Chris Taylor's going to play a little bit infield, a little bit outfield. Yoni Hernandez. Is Jason Hayward going to make this team? The lineup is very top-heavy, James. It's good. You know they're going to get the job done. What about that rotation in the bullpen, though?
Well, you got some injuries. Walker Buehler had Tommy John, so he's still out. Tony Gonsolin sprained his ankle. I sprained my ankle three times as a youth. So that leaves the rotation right now as Clayton Kershaw. He's good. Julio Urias.
Very good.
Noah Syndergaard. Good for him. Dustin May. And I have questions about him because I think there are questions. And Dodgers fans, you obviously know more than us about your team, so let us know. Like, are they going to limit his outing starts? He's returning. It seems like there's got to be some sort of handle with care situation there. And then I have read this Pepio. Okay, Ryan Pepio. I've always read it, but I'm not positive. We have a pronunciation guide here.
Pepiot.
Pepiot. Ryan Pepiot. Pepio. That's cool. He slides in the fifth spot. But they got so many names like prospects, like Gavin Stone, Michael Grove. Who's your dude that's been untouchable for them for a little bit, Trev?
Bobby Miller, he's been dealing with some shoulder injuries. He got sent down to minor league camp. But yeah, eventually, yes, he's ready.
They got a lot of options, man.
I think the Dodgers coming off a 111 win season. They did lose guys. This is a very interesting year because we've, you know, we've schemed up. Are they waiting for Ohtani next offseason and they're going to make him superstar of the world and give him half a billy? What scares me in a good way for Dodgers fans is a lot of young dudes are knocking on the door. We talked about some of the pitchers. Pepio. I mean, Dustin May, like, should count. He's 25 this year. We've just seen him since he's 21. Andre Jackson, Michael Grove, Gavin Stone. I think these are guys we're going to see this year. And guess what? If you're in the Dodgers org, I don't think you can, like, skate by and sneak your way into the bigs for the Dodgers. I think those guys, along with Vargas, who's going to be playing some infield for them, like, I think we're about to see the first year of, like, a new generation of the Dodgers. Like, we just saw, you know, Justin Turner and Cody Bellinger tap out. We've seen a couple other guys in the recent years that I think it's going to be bad news for the NL West that we're seeing a new young core with the Dodgers because they can build around it so easily with their financials as well. It's just how different does that actually feel over 162? Because, man, it feels like this franchise has mastered the 162-game season like we kind of haven't seen from any other franchise ever.
They've always been able to call people up and have them play at above replacement level. That's what we always say about the Dodgers. It's always been true. They're going to have it be done again this year. And the more and more you look at that Miguel Rojas move, the more and more you're like, thank goodness they did it, if you're a Dodgers fan. I think he's going to step in and give you stability at shortstop. Is he going to light the world on fire offensively? Like, probably not, but he's going to give you an everyday shortstop that you're not going to be afraid when the ball is hit to him, and that is something that you need. So I like that move a lot. And now we're starting to talk about all these young guys. We talk about Shohei. A lot of young pitchers knocking on the door. I mean, if you're trying to price Shohei away before the end of the season, you're going to have to give up some of those guys. Like, that's a real-world scenario that we see Shohei over there by the end of the year. And then we're talking about a completely different Dodger team.
Yeah, it's kind of like the elephant that everyone is looking at in the room for the Dodgers this season. There's one, it's like, okay, how are they going to win the division again? It's a different formula. It's younger guys like Jake Sang. And then two, it's what are they going to offer for Shohei if the Angels are in a position to move Shohei in the middle of the season? Because that's kind of like, whatever, two collision course of like, they're going to offer a lot. They should. Yes. They also might make moves at the end of spring training. I don't know if they already did when this comes out or not, but you know, because they had some guys go to the World Baseball Classic, they've had other people step up. Outman is hitting the ball hard and like making waves of names this whole time. Does that allow them to move Trace Thompson or someone to get another option at short or something else of depth because they know this kid's going to come up at some point, hit the ball hard for him, and be in center field? I don't know. I just think it's kind of like Jake said, it feels, at least for me, like a turning point of, okay, we saw that 5-year window of the Dodgers and they were awesome and they got the 2020 win. Now this is, the page is going to turn before you realize it. By probably the end of this season or halfway through next year, you're like, shit, man, this is a whole new team. And they're still just as good. That's, I think, what we're going to be feeling.
It's Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman's Dodgers, which a couple years ago seemed unreal.
Does. Mookie's been playing second in the World Baseball Classic. You see him anything out there? Winked at DeRosa after making a nice stab at a ball. Is he gonna what are they doing?
They keep saying that he could be an answer. I don't understand why. You have other guys I feel like could step up and do it. Is it gonna be a situation like we just talked about with the Yankees where some days it's gonna happen and some days we're gonna look out of the Dodgers lineup and be like, what the Max Muncy's going on here? Probably. And that's what they do well though. You know, they can mix and match out there. They do have some depth. Guys that can play multiple positions. I mean, you got a guy named Chris Taylor can play pretty much anywhere. He's going to be all over the place. So we are going to see some funky lineups, I think, from the Dodgers this year. But I think we always got to give credit to the player development side because when the guys come up, they seem to be ready to play in the big leagues. And it's going to be that way again for them this year, for sure.
And I think I want to change the whole tone of all of this because we're Shohei's and, you know, these young guys, who are they? This team was first in starting pitcher ERA last year. They were second in relief pitcher ERA last year. They were first in OPS last year. So, hey, I know Justin Turner was the heart and soul of that team. He had a really slow first half. He had an awesome second half. Trey Turner actually had kind of a down year for Trey Turner. Still a very nice season. Gallo didn't click over there. Cody has been struggling to hit the past couple years. Like, at end of the day, you're talking about the number one OPS team, the number one pitching team. I think they've got some opportunities for guys to click. Like, think about what they did with Heaney and Tyler Anderson last year. This organization is on another level with how they take care of veterans. Like, I don't know. I'm half expecting to see Jason Hayward or Miggy Rojas making, like, an all-star campaign. Like, this team knows how to tap into veterans. They know how to tap into kids. And most importantly, they run the world on pitching. So if this team could take a step back in pitching, be top five in starting pitching and bullpen pitching, and guess what? That still makes you one of the best teams in baseball. This team's a factory, man.
Losing Trey Turner and Gavin Lux is big, though. You lose Trey Turner out of your lineup. I know a down year for him was still, 4.9 WAR. He drove in 100 for you from the shortstop position. I mean, this is something that's not easily replaced. And Miggy Rojas, like, I love him very much. I think he's going to be fine there, but he's not Trey Turner. So it's going to be an interesting year. I think most Dodger fans that I talked to are a little nervous about this year. Kind of, they're a little because they don't care about the regular season anymore either. Like, they're kind of over that. They want to know what this team is going to look like in the postseason, and then they can get the job done in the postseason. They're at that point now. You talk about they just show up and win 100 games. I think fans out here are kind of like, okay, that's not enough for us. Like, they postseason or World Series or bust is definitely what they have going on here. I think that's what the fans care about here.
Yeah, I think you're going to see a lot of changeover. Like, J.D. Martinez, I know spring training doesn't matter, especially veterans. He's got the most at-bats out of anyone on the Dodgers right now and hasn't done anything yet. Like, that'll be an interesting – either that doesn't matter at all or, oh, shit, signs are there and this isn't going well. And then you got Vargas. They like him a lot at second base. Muncy at first. Who's third? Biggie? Or Muncy at third, Freeman at first, and then Rojas at short. That's a, I don't know. Then they're saying Taylor, Mookie going to play everywhere. Like, it's a little bit Yankees where it's like, what's the final plan?
Yes.
They're closer to it than the Yankees are that we talked about last episode, but they're going to win, and we don't know how yet. That's how I feel.
I'm curious. The J.D. Martinez thing, I think most of our fans know, but if you're kind of a casual, J.D. Martinez getting linked back up with his hitting coach, Rob Vanskoyuk, who's there. Seems to me like they're trying to figure some things out, giving him all those ABs, and he hasn't really performed to what he wants. They're ironing the kinks out. I expect him, because the way they work together is beautiful, I expect him to do really well in Los Angeles this year. I'm buying some J.D. Martinez stock.
Same.
Having your own personal, like, hitting coach there with you every single day. I mean, it happened with Lucas Giolito when he went back to his high school pitching coach, who ends up becoming the White Sox pitching coach, you know, helped him become, you know, a guy again. So I like that for JD a lot. And now what's the over-under?
Damn, Martinez had some sad quotes. He said, I wanted a team that was going to be in October, be in the swing of things all year and give me a chance to win. I didn't want to get stuck with the Red Sox getting the guy they wanted and me left wondering where I was going to go.
Whoa.
Okay.
It was a couple weird years for Boston.
Yeah.
Because they want him to opt out and then he didn't and he was good. Weird. Where are the Dodgers coming in at? 116?
95.5 is the DraftKings over under.
Well, I mean, if you think the Padres are going to steal a couple more wins.
Pesky snakes.
Luckily, they only have the Padres.
I think last year it was something like 98 or 99, and you took the over. And I said, dude, it's so hard to win 100 games, and you're very confident on it. And they won 111.
I think you coerced me into the under.
You took the under?
I'm thinking about the under again right now.
I'm taking the over.
I'll take the over.
Their line was 97.5 last year. Jimmy was the only one who officially took the over.
Trev gave one of his Minnesota Twins hype speeches. It's hard to win games.
when you're in Minnesota.
Dodgers last three full seasons, 106, 106, 111. I kept out the COVID season. They won the World Series, and they had their highest
win percentage.
You know what? Last year, they slightly beat out on it. But they were 43-17 in the 60-game sprint. So I'll take the over.
I love when Dodgers have a bad month. And everyone's like, oh.
Worst month last year was 14-12.
Terrible. That's garbage.
They had 4 19-plus win months.
Awful.
They operate differently.
Shohei comes over midseason, ruins the clubhouse chemistry. I'm just kidding. Don't
clip it. It was a joke.
Angels get a haul. Grove, Miller, Stone. Some good names. Did I get all of them right?
Gosh.
Those are some good, like, earthy names.
Every fiber of my being wants to take the under. And again, I'm a smart gambling man. I'm taking the over, baby.
Smart.
Every fiber. I'm running it.
Smart move. Because of Jake, 102. Everything Jake said. All over. All the good they have. Over. Overs, overs, overs. Dodgers fans, tell us what we missed.
Are they going to make Syndergaard good?
Sure.
Why not?
I think we're going to see like a stable of those guys come up, and then they all get traded for Shohei.
Just a debut.
I think they're just going to wait and sign him.
Possibly.
Syndergaard lights out the spring. The first ever Warehouse Games Captains League Slapball Tournament is underway. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Slapball presented by Shady Rays. Upgrade your eyewear game today with an exclusive offer from Shady Rays. Go to ShadyRays.com, use code WAREHOUSE for 40% off polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 300,000 people. Thanks, Shady Rays.